Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. 410. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hope you're having a great day today. Thanks a lot for taking us along with you. We're going to be very, very busy today, Austin. First of all, I want to remind people, just getting underway a few minutes ago, Pensacola International is looking for public input to review concepts for that $90 million terminal expansion. They're holding an open house, started at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It'll go on to about 6 in the second floor conference room over at the airport terminal. So if you would like to get a look or put in your 2 cents worth for that project, do so this afternoon. You have until 6. And also looking at the board at P&S, not so bad. I like to look at this thing and give you an update, especially if you have to pick somebody up out of the airport. You know, the parking situation, having to wait for somebody. Only one flight of concern this afternoon. Other than that, the board looks pretty nice. Everything's on time. No cancellations or delays, except it's a flight coming up out of Orlando, Silver Flight 60. Touchdown time 7:10, about an hour late tonight. You can expect that flight in about 8:10 this evening over at Pensacola International.
All right. And, you know, we first discussed this yesterday because we've talked some about the Keep the Wreath Green campaign that we've got around here. And we touched on the first Red Bull being applied. Well, now we've got two because there was a fire on Monday and one on Tuesday. The first home was considered a total loss. It was on a Pontiac Drive, and it was caused by improper fireplace venting. Tuesday afternoon, a mobile home caught on fire on Wales Avenue, and that fire still being investigated. But just in case you are not aware, Keep the Wreath Green, that is a campaign that runs in both Escambia County and Pensacola. Each fire department has a wreath with Christmas lights. Green bulbs are gradually replaced by red ones anytime a fire displaces a family, and they're on display at Escambia County and Pensacola fire stations. But luckily, in both of those fires, there were no injuries reported.
You're absolutely right. And governmental buildings also, select governmental buildings around the area also have those wreaths in place, not just the fire stations in Pensacola and Escambia County. But yeah, the wreath campaign underway. Let's not add any more red bulbs to that thing.
Right.
Be extra careful. We'll be talking about this hour during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to be talking about space heaters and how dangerous they are and some of the ways that we can help save you a lot of aggravation. Well, let's get back to normal activities here. Stocks ending up this afternoon. Big tech stocks boosting the markets. Fox's Jerry Willis is in NYC with this report.
A good day for your 401k. Stocks jumping to records led by technology and the Dow closing above a new milestone. At the close, the Dow higher by 308 points at 45,014. The S&P higher by 36 and the NASDAQ rising 254. Shares of Salesforce soaring to new highs on strong revenues and AI optimism, adding 180 points to the Dow. Apple, Amazon, Meta, all touching all-time intraday highs. Meanwhile, private sector job growth was healthy in November, according to ADP, though the manufacturing sector shed 26,000 jobs. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And Pensacola's first Wawa location set to open in just a few weeks. The long-awaited convenience store opening in Northwest Pensacola on December 19th. The ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held that morning, and it'll be the first of 5 Wawa locations across our area. Several of the future ones in Escambia County have already broken ground.
You know, they get a lot of free advertising. I'm just telling you, because I hear this story everywhere, and it's just another convenience store going up around the area.
It's not just another convenience store.
Really?
It's a Wawa convenience
store.
Okay,
we'll buy that one. Let me just frame this story as positive. In other words, it's about time. I'm going to put it under that heading. Pensacola police officers getting that well-deserved pay increase. Starting pay will go up just over 16% from $45,000 to about $52,500 annually. Mayor Reeve says the officer's contract covers most of the force as negotiations for sergeants and lieutenants' pay, well, they're still ongoing.
All right, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Several spots with minor congestion. Doesn't look like anything too severe right now. I'd look out for Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. But hey, what else is new over there? Am I right? As for Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, got our usual issues there. And same if you continue westbound on Highway 90 passing Glover Lane. As for the weather, we are currently sitting at around 60 degrees right now. It's not going to get much cooler. Low of 56 tonight with some chances of rainfall bleeding into your Thursday. Thursday's high is 67, low 35.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great.
You're like, ugh, can't
not
wait.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to, you were talking about the roads. I want to add this in here. If you're navigating Garcon Point Bridge today, they moved the one-lane stoppage to the very top of the hump. So they've got a guy standing out there stopping traffic. It's one-lane traffic throughout the day. FDOT out there doing, and I'm still not sure what they're doing. Maybe they're doing inspections underneath the span or so. But anyway, one lane of traffic, it will slow you down about 7 to 10 minutes if you're traversing that roadway. Just be prepared to shut it down for about 7 to 10 minutes because Garcon is still a place that they're doing some kind of work with FDOT.
Okay.
I wish I had a better answer for you, but all I know is they're stopping traffic.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, that's all people need to know. It's just a, if there's a means to avoid or if there's just bracing for the impact.
Absolutely.
All righty. President-elect Donald Trump taking issue with a Wall Street Journal article about the withdrawal of his pick of Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Chronister for DEA administrator. The story says Chronister withdrew his name himself from consideration, but Trump said in a Truth Social post that he pulled the nomination because he didn't like what the sheriff said to, quote, my pastors and other supporters. Chronister, he's been criticized for the arrest of a church leader for violating COVID lockdown rules back in 2020, and the sheriff said on X yesterday that he still had more work to do as Hillsborough County Sheriff.
417 News Radio 92.3, President-elect Trump making a switch. Surprise? No, you shouldn't be. Naming a new White House counsel. This is all going to take place before he takes office on January 20th. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
President-elect Trump says David Warrington, the general counsel for the Trump campaign and a personal attorney for the president-elect, will be White House counsel. But the president initially tapped William McGinley, who served in the first Trump administration for the job, making that announcement about 3 weeks ago. Instead, McGinley will now serve as counsel for the newly created Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, DOGE is one of those things. As he said, the Department of Government Efficiency. It's really been catching a lot of steam. Some Republicans are in charge of it, but then we had a Democrat recently saying that they were going to be on board. So Republican Senator Rick Scott, he's given his own thoughts on the matter. He compares DOGE to what he did as Florida's governor, coming in with a bloated budget and balancing it. And he'll be in the U.S. House chambers as the caucus meets with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who have been picked by President-elect Trump to lead the department.
Yeah, the that senator you're talking about who's coming on board DOGE is
Brockowitz?
From Florida, actually.
Is that their name, Brockowitz?
Yeah, he's from Florida. I don't know if that's his name, but I know he's a representative.
Yeah, he is a Florida, yeah.
Okay, pilots, believe it or not, picketing over at Destin Fort Walton Beach Airport this afternoon. Currently, Allegiant Airlines and their flight crews are involved in federal mediation. Now, legally, pilots cannot go on strike until they have been released from that mediation and go through a 30-day cooling-off period. Pilots say a strike isn't out of the question. The pilots say although fares are ultra-cheap, pilots shouldn't be paid that way. Right on.
Yeah, power to the people,
there you go,
my friend. All righty, 418 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, of course, got a lot of Walt Disney World goers in this neck of the woods. Well, the park is planning to unveil several new magical experiences for guests next year. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait.
Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, they don't make songs like that anymore. You can just go ahead and turn that thing up a little bit. Just a little bit. There you go. I like that song.
Yeah, we can just jam out the Billy Ocean.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. I told you a few minutes ago I was going to kind of bring you up to speed on how important space heater safety is.
Yes.
Heading into these cold nights. Escambia County Fire Rescue is encouraging you to practice space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. According to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment is one of the leading causes of home fire deaths, and space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. Need that free smoke detector? You can get it. Just pick the phone up. Call Escambia County, 850-595-HERO, H-E-R-O, 595-H-E-R-O, and get that smoke detector put in place as the weather chills out now.
All righty. Just speaking of weather, perfect segue, my friend. Just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, only a couple of severe spots right now, and it's what you would normally expect. Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and then continuing towards Glover Lane. Got a couple of spurts of congestion there. Got a little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue as well. And then there's some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 60 degrees right now, low of 56 tonight. There will be increasing chances of rainfall from about 30 to 70% throughout your evening, and that will bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 67 and the low will be 35.
Okay, good night to take down the inflatables.
Yes, wear a sweater.
I would say, yeah, okay, let's reverse that. Wear the sweater, then take down the inflatables.
Yeah.
With the weather getting bad like that, you don't want them blowing down the neighborhood and just take care of it tonight, because we will probably see some wet stuff. Lawmakers have less than 3 weeks to fund the government. Chad Pregram has details in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pregram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress returned to session after more than a week off for Thanksgiving. And again, lawmakers face a challenging Christmas deadline to fund the government. The due date, December 20th. Quote, letting the government shut down just before Christmas would be asinine, plain and simple. And nobody wants that to happen, said Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Well, there may be a few in the other chamber who do, but they're a distinct minority, added Schumer. While nearly all the appropriations bills have passed through committee and are ready to be voted on, Schumer hasn't brought any bills to the floor. If appropriations measures are passed during this Congress, while Democrats control the Senate and President Biden remains in office, Republicans won't have as much leverage, influencing bills which will dictate the entire rest of the 2025 fiscal year. House Speaker Mike Johnson appears willing to simply renew all current funding on a temporary basis through March. That would buy time for Republicans to craft bills for the rest of the fiscal year, which expires next September 30th. That also helps partially clear the deck for President-elect Trump. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pregram, Fox News.
Alrighty, I mentioned this before the break. Walt Disney World planning to unveil several new magical experiences for guests next year. A test track at Epcot is scheduled to reopen with a new storyline late next summer. The high-speed ride is expected to showcase the evolution of General Motors vehicles over the last century. Epcot will also get a new luxury lounge inside Spaceship Earth in the late spring. And at Magic Kingdom, a new evening parade known as the Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away will debut next summer. These are only a few of the newest attractions set to come out at Disney throughout the 2025 year.
You know, I like Test Track. It's been there for 20 years. I know they did. That's what it's about, upgrading it, right?
It's scheduled to reopen with a new storyline late next summer.
Yeah, gotcha. I do like that, though. Mission to Mars, different story.
You didn't like that one?
I used to ride. You know, they have two versions of Mission to Mars.
I'll take your word for it.
You can take the light version where it's not so impacting, but if you take the real version, it's like you're forced, like, geez, I'm telling you, the G's throw you back, and if you got a weak heart, don't ride this thing. No, I'm serious.
It'll kill you.
Well, there you go. But I did like Mission to Mars, but as I got older, I quit using and riding the wild one.
It's too intense.
Yeah, I went to the small one. Supreme Court considering arguments today over one state's ban on puberty blockers and surgery for transgender minors. Man, they're getting some ink on this thing. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
After the Supreme Court heard arguments about Tennessee's ban on medicine to help minors transition genders, Tennessee's Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti told reporters,
kids on puberty blockers and hormone treatments for gender dysphoria face serious risks of losing their fertility forever, of losing their sexual function forever, of dealing with medical conditions for the rest of their lives.
But Lambda Legal Chief Legal Officer Jenny Pizer said outside court this was not about the safety of kids.
It's about doing something to impose a preferred normative view of gender on children and their families.
The mother who sued on behalf of her trans teenager said Tennessee lawmakers were so concerned about parents' rights during COVID, but not so in this debate. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And President-elect Trump threatening to block a Japanese company's planned purchase of U.S. steel once he takes office. In a Truth Social post, Trump promised to use tariffs to make U.S. steel strong and great again. President Biden also opposes the almost $15 billion purchase. However, local union leaders want the sale to happen. The president and vice president of the United Steelworkers Local in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, met with elected officials yesterday to try to drum up support for the deal.
If you ever watch Fox and Friends, you know the guy I'm talking about. I'm getting ready to talk about. He used to always wear weird colored socks. I'm talking about Pete Hegseth. He's up for a nominating defense secretary. President Trump wants him in place there. Well, he's meeting with a lot of key lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It says nomination seems to be in a little bit of trouble. Here's more from Capitol Hill.
He told reporters that he is not withdrawing his name. He says that he spoke with President-elect Trump, and Trump told him to keep fighting.
That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a war-fighting ethos back to the Pentagon. Your job is to make sure that it's lethality, lethality, lethality. Everything else is gone. Everything else that distracts from that shouldn't be happening. That's the message I'm hearing from senators in that advising consent process.
That process continues today, and it is a critical day for Hegseth. He met with GOP leader John Thune, incoming Armed Services Chairman Roger Wicker, and he will also meet with Senator Joni Ernst.
All right. And also, just wanted to touch on this very quickly here. Let's see. Where is it? Mega Millions jackpot rolling over again with no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. That means the next drawing coming up on Friday will be worth a massive $579 million just in time for the holidays. And the cash option on that works out to more than $276
million. $240 million tonight, Powerball.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. A manhunt is underway for whoever gunned down a top healthcare executive in New York City this morning. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is who was shot and killed. He was a dad of two, hailed as a stand-up guy by those who knew him. He was set to speak at this investors conference at the Hilton in Midtown.
Police say the gunman escaped on an e-bike and was last seen in Central Park. Mysterious drones flying over parts of New Jersey have people on edge. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
There's intrigue but also worry about these drones as the FBI, state, and local authorities are all trying to figure out why drones are appearing nearly every single night for the past several weeks. It happens in the overnight hours. The drones are bigger than drones that you would typically see people flying for fun.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President-elect Donald Trump announcing today that Peter Navarro will serve as senior counselor for trade and manufacturing in his administration. The 75-year-old will be tasked with helping advance Trump's manufacturing, tariff, and trade agendas, according to a post on Trump's Truth Social. The three main indexes set fresh record highs today, with tech shares leading the charge. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 308, the S&P was up by 36, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by more than 1.25%, gaining 254 points. According to new research by the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, fewer and fewer high school students pursued a four-year degree this year. The findings largely point the figure at last year's botched rollout of the new FAFSA. The number of 18-year-old college freshmen sank by 5% year over year. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The College Football Playoff Committee got it right last night, placing Alabama to make the College Football Playoff over Miami in the penultimate ranking. As for if Alabama will actually make the bracket on Sunday, though, they'll need SMU to take care of business in the ACC Championship game over Clemson. Because if SMU wins, then Alabama is in, but if SMU loses, the Mustangs should still make the playoff over the Crimson Tide. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola invites you to their annual holiday open house, Saturday, December 7th from 11 until 1. Enjoy refreshments, door prizes, and machine demonstrations. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, featuring Bernina, Baby Lock, Dookie, and Handy Quilter machines. Don't buy online. Shop with Daryl's and get knowledge access, machine service options, and machine instructions. Don't forget, the holiday open house is this Saturday from 11 until 1. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about Dr. Rami Adler's speech that was the first time the whistleblower of the year in 2024 has spoken about the problems she found within EMS, what she did to try to fix it, the pushback and retaliation and the lies about her that have been told, and the lawsuit that she spearheaded that wound up in a $5 million judgment against Escambia County for Medicare fraud. Could have been $300 million. If you can listen to all of the commentary on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Shoot your eye out.
Hi, this is Meg with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, wishing you, your family, and friends a holiday season full of laughter, hugs, countless blessings, and lots of love. Happy holidays.
I want an official Red Rider Carbon Action 2-inch joints while Arab.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Right now, a little bit of Queen for you this afternoon. Watch the mercury rise.
Yes.
That's what we used to always say when we were outro and intro and records. Back in the days of playing music. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. We know you coming out of that office today, heading home. Flip that radio on. We appreciate the ride. We really do. Hey, let's not forget about the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships underway over at Brosnahan. Tuesday's winners, you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. William Carey from Mississippi, Columbia, Missouri, of course, Kaiser from Florida, and Tennessee Southern. Quarterfinals are set for Thursday. Is John Brown will face SCADA, we call it SCADA, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia.
Right.
That's where he's from, Savannah, Georgia. So it's going to be Brown and Savannah, Georgia, kicking off 10 a.m. on Thursday. Semifinal round is on Saturday with games at 1 and 4, championship game set for Monday. That is at 1:05, of course. Tickets can be purchased online at pensacolasports.org. Or right there at the tournament gate. So take advantage of that.
All right. Now, Chris, I wanted to ask you something real quick. First of all, full disclosure, how big of a baseball fan are you?
I used to be until 1996.
Why? What changed?
They went on strike.
I remember that.
They went on strike. I hated it. I mean, it was all about money, just total money, and I'm going to these and I'm putting my money, going to stadiums because I was in a position in a job where I traveled a lot. Mm. And I used to go to a lot of Major League Baseball. At night, you know, you did your work during the day and you had to do something at night. So I'd go to the stadiums. Those guys take me off. And I never really recovered from it. The Bucks outweighed the performance, the egos and stuff. I just didn't have time for it.
Well, okay.
Wanted to know.
Well, let me ask you this. Back when you were a baseball fan.
Yeah.
What did you think of the batting lineup? Did you ever like see some schmuck? He's like seventh in the batting order and he's coming up. You're like, ah, geez. And you're like, oh, this guy stinks. And you just wish like your top hitter was going out there in a big moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe there's an opportunity for that to change, that feeling be eradicated.
How much will this cost us?
Hopefully us, nothing. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, he says there's excitement among some owners over this new thing called a golden at-bat rule. Now, this is strictly in the conversation stage, but Manfred made the comments recently on a podcast. The rule, hypothetically, would allow teams to choose one at-bat every game to use their best hitter, regardless of who is up next in the lineup.
That's interesting.
I think that is very interesting.
And, you know, after the 96 thing, I was so happy to support the Pensacola Pelicans.
Yeah.
On our level, the Fly. I love AAA. I love minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Forget this major league stuff. I want to see the guys that are playing hard to get to the majors.
Right.
They're playing 110% every single game because they want to move on.
Right.
All the major league guys, let me check my checking account here and see how many billions I've got in here now. No, thanks.
Baseball,
and that's the same thing I have to deal with.
Gig.
Well, listen, that's the same thing I have. You and I have had this conversation. I'm much more intrigued with college football than I am with NFL football.
Right.
I would much rather watch a college football
game. And if finances become the reason, that's why so many people are worried about NIL.
You got it.
But I think this is a good rule, especially considering I don't think it's going to be able to be abused in any way, because probably in a lot of cases, couldn't you walk the person that they put up at bat?
I would think so.
Either way, whatever.
It defeats the purpose.
Yeah. So it's cool in some instances, unless there's something I'm not understanding. All right. Also, wanted to touch on this. A four-time NBA All-Star officially hanging it up, calling it a career. According to ESPN, Paul Millsap announced his retirement from the league after 16 seasons. He was selected 47th overall in the second round of the 2006 NBA draft, and he played for several teams, a bit of a journeyman. He played for the Jazz, the Hawks, the Nuggets, the Nets, the Sixers. He last suited up for the Nets and Sixers during the 21-22 season. 39 years old, he's one of eight players in league history to record 500 threes, 1,000 blocks, and 1,000 steals.
All right, this gender thing's getting, let's put it like this. It is now going to all levels. Let me give you an example here. The LPGA has updated its gender eligibility policy. All right, here we go. Jared Max has the details for you.
The LPGA has published the Competitive Fairness Gender Policy to go into effect next year. In order to qualify for the Ladies Professional Golf Association Tour, players must have been assigned female gender at birth or transitioned to female before the second stage of male puberty or turning age 12, whichever is first. Such transgender golfers would also have to meet standards for testosterone levels. This policy will be in effect for all LPGA tournaments next year and all eight USGA championships. LPGA Commissioner Molly Marcuse-Simon, who announced Monday that she's resigning in January, said the policy represents our continued commitment to ensuring all feel welcome within our organization while preserving the fairness and competitive equity of our elite competitions. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right. As you said, the gender thing, it's really bleeding into all mediums. Not a surprise. Not a surprise that they kind of clarified what the situation is here, because especially, you know, we hear about gender in sociopolitical media all the time, but especially in sports, we hear about it a lot.
Look at that lady. She just hit the ball about 200 yards. Now this other lady just stepped up there and hit it 520 yards. What happened here?
Okay. Well,
it's fair, man.
Yeah. 443
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you're right.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. The World Health Organization looking into a deadly unknown disease in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The disease has killed more than 140 people so far. WHO says those infected had flu-like symptoms, including severe headaches and high fever. Again, this is in the Republic of the Congo. Don't have to worry about anything right now. Just saying. Nonetheless, very, very concerning, especially when you consider that a lot of diseases that do make their way here, whether we heard about like Ebola years ago, but also I want to say it was even before that we heard about swine flu, and then of course COVID. All this stuff comes from other nations, so this is kind of an alarm bell for me.
You know, I almost forgot about mentioning the Ice Flyers. I don't want to do this. They are returning to action tomorrow, facing Birmingham on their home ice up in Birmingham. Then they're back here in Pensacola on Friday to match up against Macon. Do you remember the night that we were talking about they're going to do that theme night?
Yes. Dino race night. Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday. The Friday making game. And so they're going to have dino races as well. I'm ready for that one. Hey, listen, Greg Harris is really stepping out of his box. And I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. He's doing some great stuff over there. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All right, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, what do we got here? All right, so some of these spots are just usual issues that we have. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, got some problems there. But also, if you're traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard heading towards that same Tiger Point area at Gulf Breeze Parkway, we do have some issues there. There is some construction going on in that area. On Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, got our usual afternoon traffic there. Same if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90, passing Avalon Boulevard. Last major spot is going to be at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 60 degrees still, low of 56 tonight, so not going to get much cooler. Rainfall will come this evening and bleed into your Thursday, where it will be a high of 67 and a low of 35.
Okay, the Trump transition team is taking aim at diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Lydia Hu has more on the story.
The Trump transition team is reportedly reaching out to a conservative activist, Christopher Rufo, because he's been a very vocal critic of DEI, especially at colleges. Most recently, Rufo exposed plagiarism issues with former Harvard president Claudine Gay. And now Rufo is urging Trump to eliminate DEI and affirmative action, not just at colleges and universities, but across the whole of federal government. He's also warning that there will be opposition to this, not only from Democrats, but from inside the executive branch of government.
You know, I one thing I wanted to add, if you combine your education, my education with writing, we got a pretty tight writing crew for radio, I got to tell you. Best in the city, I would say, in terms of being able to write and do a sentence structure properly. Would you agree with me there?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd say we're decent.
That's why I enjoy working with you, because you're a smart guy.
I appreciate
and
it.
You know what? You can at least write a sentence, man. I told you my stories about...
I'm concerned that that's the bar.
I was interviewing an editor from a college newspaper. And what I used to do when I would interview them, I would have them come in and ask them to write me a paragraph in cursive.
Right.
And just write it for me. Just go ahead and write it for me. Couldn't get anybody to do it on the college level. Wow. Couldn't write a sentence that made any sense whatsoever. They're so locked into these darn computers, spell checks, grammar checks, everything else. Just write the darn thing for me. I want to see if you really can do what you profess to knowing what you're doing.
Right.
I'm a stickler for writing. Period. Hey, if you want to look at some of my writing, go up to the News Radio 92.3 website. Got a couple of news stories in there for you today. You're going to like them.
And that entire spiel by Chris was perfectly planned, perfectly executed. The Biden administration wants to eliminate sub-minimum wages for people with disabilities. Under current rules, there are around 700 employers who have special certificates that let them pay people with physical or mental disabilities less than $3.50 an hour. According to the Labor Department, about 5% of these workers are paid 25 cents an hour or less. The proposed rule change announced yesterday would require the support of the incoming Trump administration. Republicans in Congress have opposed changing the rule in the past, arguing that increasing wages would reduce employment opportunities for disabled people.
Yeah, plagiarism drives me crazy. Just absolutely a ball. You know, somebody writes the work, why, don't steal it from them. Credit them. Just credit the darn people.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote it. It's not hard. I'm looking over here at the weather. I know you're covering this thing, but I'm just seeing very strange in the weather pattern. Of course, you're calling for rain tonight and into tomorrow. Take down the inflatables tonight before you go to bed. You'll thank me for that tomorrow. But look at the weather. You've got this weather pattern coming through on Thursday. It clears up on Friday. The weekend is looking great. Look at that. 0% chance of rain. And then what happens coming around Monday? Jeez, an 80% chance of rain on Monday.
Yeah.
You weather guys really have a problem.
Hey, don't lump me in there.
I'm blaming you.
Yeah, it's my fault. I control
That's
the
right.
rain.
Shoot this guy.
An asteroid headed towards Earth has burned up over northeastern Russia. Yesterday, the European Space Agency said a small asteroid less than 30 inches wide was on a collision course with Siberia and predicted any possible impact would be harmless. I would assume so. Instead of impacting, the asteroid burned up and created a bright fireball in the sky. The ESA said, thanks to observations from astronomers around the world, our alert system was able to predict this impact within 10 seconds.
Well, I want to tell you, you know, the Georgia thing, they, I'm not sure. It's Fannie Willis, if you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. She was like the attorney general or something.
Yeah, because she had a whole thing about like an affair, right?
Yeah, she did the affair thing with her. She hired her some guy who was a security guard. He gets $1 million salary and he, you know, gets the ride. But what is interesting about this, how these people were going at Trump. I mean, they were smashing. Well, let me tell you something. A judge now tells Fannie Willis in Georgia, Trump election interference wasn't right. And they're now they're making her, who she was withholding a lot of this information, she now has to turn over records of communications with the federal government. This thing's getting ready to unravel. And we'll have it for you, of course, here at News Radio 92.3. Eben Brown has the story for us.
A Georgia court tells Atlanta District Attorney Fannie Willis to disclose all communication between her office and that of U.S. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith and the U.S. House's January 6th committee. The watchdog group Judicial Watch took Willis to court after her office failed to comply with their open records request under state law. It has been alleged the federal outfits were aiding Willis's embattled prosecution of former President Trump for racketeering following the 2020 election. Willis's office claimed they had no such documents, but a judge in Fulton County, Georgia, found otherwise, giving Willis 5 business days to disclose them after Willis didn't even respond to Judicial Watch's lawsuit. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, one city gaining a reputation as the best for winter holidays. So maybe if you got just a blank whiteboard here for some plans for Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever else it may be that you celebrate, we do have a place where you may be interested to go.
Are we talking about Circle K?
Circle K.
The beer room?
Yeah, that's kind of a panhandle winner 9 times out of 10. But yeah, no, actually a city gaining a reputation, best for the winter holidays, details on it, and more coming up.
All right.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Bells will be ringing.
So you really want me to interrupt this song, right?
It's part of the job, my friend.
Right. News Radio, 92.3. Pensacola right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, along with a nice Christmas song from the Eagles.
Yep. Playing one every hour right now.
God, I love it. Here's something for you. I want you to just take this in, folks. Stop paying for satellite Christmas music. Is that bold enough? I mean, is that straightforward enough?
Yeah, pretty blunt.
Yeah, localize your Christmas music selection free. Check out Pensacola's Christmas Radio, 94.5. Get into the holiday spirit this season while running errands, heading to work, or just maybe hanging out with family and friends. So whether you're into the Christmas classics or soon-to-be traditional favorites, turn your radio to Pensacola Christmas Radio 94.5, and it is good. I heard another Beach Boys song on there today.
Really?
Yeah. It's habit for me. I swear, I can't turn the darn thing off.
Well,
because you think one song, here comes another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, and I'll tell you this. If for whatever reason 94.5 is not available, what you can do is you can tune into 92.3 during the 4 to 7 hours in the afternoon, and you can maybe hear a Christmas song when we come in from break like you did just now.
And tease you to a point of like, I'm going to go up there and shoot those guys, man. They don't let that music play.
Yeah. Don't flip on to us thinking, ooh, Christmas music. And then you hear Chris and I come
by
in.
By the way, you might want to close these curtains behind you.
Yeah, I don't want anybody gunning for me. All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Oh, let's see. We got some issues on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue and then continuing northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Also got some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, though, the worst-looking spots are going to be Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound, coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze, particularly the Tiger Point area, and Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 60 degrees, low of 56 tonight. Do have some rainfall coming in that will bleed into your Thursday.
Thank you.
Thursday's high is 67, low is 35.
I know you had to do that, but this is part of the gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't forget, Garcon, the bridge, during daylight hours, FDOT is all over the span, blocking traffic to one lane. And you just could be prepared, 7 to 10 minute wait per lane. That's what they're going to hold you. Mm. Went through it today. So they got their stomachs all full from Thanksgiving. They went back to work, and that's what we've got here. I have never heard, maybe you have, let me ask you, have you ever heard of the Kettle Country Music Festival?
I personally have not.
I have not either. Openers for that really wonderful event have been announced, and Michelle Polino has more in Fox Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Country star Parker McCollum and Nickelback will lead the 2025 Cattle Country Festival in Gonzales, Texas, an hour outside Austin, taking place April 10th through the 12th. The Music and Camping Festival will also feature performances by Tanya Tucker, Clint Black, Clay Walker, Gretchen Wilson, and more. The festival takes place on an expansive 400-acre ranch known as The Boot, nestled along the Guadalupe River. Randy Houser re-released his 2022 song, Still That Cowboy, from his Note to Self album with a little help from one of his favorite female country artists, Miranda Lambert. The song with Lambert is set to appear on Houser's album's expanded project, Note to Self Deluxe, arriving in January. The collection will feature even more collaborations, including Rub a Little Dirt on It featuring Riley Green, Country Round Here Tonight featuring Justin Moore, and a yet-to-be-announced track with a special guest. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. I looked up and Austin was leaving the studio, running over here to our other news studio, and they're shutting the curtains.
Yeah, because I always try to make sure I'm not forgetting that.
Shut those curtains, man.
Yeah, we'll shut ours in a little bit as it gets darker out there. Mentioned this before the break. Atlanta is the city that's gaining a rep for the best one for winter holidays. Wallet Hub took into consideration things like travel costs, attractions, weather, and activities among the country's 70 largest metro areas. Clearly, they didn't take into account traffic. The financial website ranked the city at number one overall, just ahead of New York City.
All right. Spotify has announced one pop star ruled their platform in 2024. Want to know who that is? Michelle's back.
Spotify has released its Wrapped list, with Taylor Swift named as the most streamed artist for 2024, marking her second year in a row taking the impressive title. Swift topped the list with more than 26.6 billion streams globally. Her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department, also smashed Spotify records and became the most streamed album in a single day. Also on April 19th, Swift became the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history. But wait, there's more. The pop star's 11th studio album also made history a few days later, becoming the first album on the music streamer to pass 1 billion streams in a week. Joe Rogan and Call Her Daddy topped the podcast list. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Yeah, call me daddy.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and call me daddy.
No, thanks. I'm good. Some folks in Kentucky, speaking of daddies, some folks in Kentucky were a bit shaken, but no injuries reported, luckily, after a large explosion that was apparently part of a gender reveal for a baby. Residents called the Parker's Mill Fire Department last week after the explosion shook homes. Firefighters were called out, cleared the scene, and posted on Facebook that the explosion site was very blue. So I wonder what the gender was.
So I put up my blow-up Santa out in the front yard. I have a military Santa this year.
Ooh.
I'm not sure if he's saluting at all, you know. So I wake up this morning, bing bong, the alarm's going off, and the kids from the neighborhood want me to blow it up for them.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.